Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Does that someone know which verse this is? It's on there. 27? No. What's that? What's the text number? Okay, it's 56, so you read 55 then. Yeah. Bhukta vatsu cha sarveshu dinanda kripa nadishu vishnos tat Prinanam Vidvan Bunjita Saha Bandubi Bhukta Vatsu Cha Sarveshu Dinanda Kripanadishu Vishnostat Praninam Vidvan Bunjita Saha Bandubi Bhukta Vatsu Cha Sarveshu Dinanda Kripanadishu Vishnostat Prininam Vidvan Bunjita Saha Bandibi Ladies, Kripanadishu Vishnostat Prinanam Vidvan Purudeta Bandubi Kripanadishu Vishnostat Prinanam Vidvan Bundita sabandubi buktas bukta vatsu. After feeding, cha also, sarveshu, everyone present there. Dina, very poor. Anda, blind. Kripana, those who are not brahmanas. Adishu, and so on. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, who is situated in everyone's heart. Tat, that. Prasada, I guess that's what dad is. Tat is that, prasad. Prinanam, pleasing. Vidvan, one who understands this philosophy. Punjita should take prasad himself. Saha, with. Bandubi, friends and relatives. Srila Prabhupada's translation, and we'll read some translations here. Anyone is sleeping, then they should stand up. One should distribute Vishnu Prasad to everyone, including the poor man, the blind man, the non-devotee, and the non-brahmana, knowing that Lord Vishnu is very pleased when everyone is sumptuously fed with Vishnu Prasad. The performer of Jaga, or Yagya, should then take Prasad with his friends and relatives. We'll keep on reading. I won't read the Sanskrit, just the translations. Every day from Pratipat to Trayodasi, one should continue the ceremony to the accompaniment of dancing, singing, the beating of a drum, the chanting of prayers, and all auspicious mantras, and recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a religious ritualistic ceremony known as Payavrata, by which one may worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I received this information from Brahma, my grandfather, and now I have described it to you in all details. O most fortunate lady, establishing your mind in a good spirit, execute this process of Payavrata, and thus worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava, who is inexhaustible. And this Payavrata is also known as Sarva Jaga. In other words, by performing this sacrifice, one can perform all other sacrifices automatically. This is also acknowledged to be the best of all ritualistic ceremonies. O gentle lady, it is the essence of all austerities and is the process of giving charity and pleasing the Supreme Controller. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Aradhananam sarveshu Vishnur aradhanam param. This is a statement made by Lord Shiva to Parvati. Worshipping Lord Vishnu is the supreme process of worship. And how Lord Vishnu is worshipped in this Payavrata ceremony has now been fully described. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu by Vanashram Dharma. The Vedic principles of four varnas and four ashrams are meant for worship of Vishnu. Vishnur aradite pumsa nanyat tattosha karanam. The Krishna consciousness movement is also Vishnu aradhanam, or worship of Lord Vishnu, according to the age. The Payavrata method of Vishnu aradhanam was enunciated long, long ago by Kashyapa Muni to his wife, Aditi, in the heavenly planets. And the same process is bona fide on earth even now. Especially for this age of Kali, the process accepted by the Krishna consciousness movement is open hundreds and thousands of Vishnu temples of Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Balaram, Sitaram, Gornitai, and so on. Performing prescribed worship in such temples of Vishnu, and thus worshipping the Lord, is as good as performing the Payavrata ceremony recommended here. The Payavrata ceremony is performed from the first to the 13th day of the bright fortnight of the moon, but in our Krishna consciousness movement, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in every temple according to a schedule of 24 hours of engagement in performing kirtan, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, offering palatable food to Lord Vishnu, and distributing this food to Vaishnavas and others. These are authorized activities, and if the members of the Krishna consciousness movement stick to these principles, they will achieve the same result one gains by observing the Payavrata ceremony. Doesn't mean that everyone's going to have Vishnu as their son, but thus the essence of all auspicious activities, such as performing yajna, giving in charity, observing vratas, and undergoing austerities, is included in the Krishna consciousness movement. The members of this movement should immediately and sincerely follow the processes already recommended. Of course, sacrifice is meant to please Lord Vishnu. Jagnai Sankirtana Prayar Yanti Hi Sumedasa. In Kali Yuga, those who are intelligent perform the Sankirtan Jaga. One should follow this process conscientiously. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya De Sadharane. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Bhagavad Gita, they're all meant to teach us the very essence of Krishna consciousness so that we can apply it in a practical way in this very lifetime we have. Prabhupada's pointing out that actually the essence of the Payavrata ceremony is to please Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu. And that essence, if it's applied within our life, then we'll get the same result. Ultimately, the result we're looking for, of course, is to become conscious of Krishna and to develop our dormant love for him. And especially in this age, we know we're supposed to concentrate on improving our chanting of Hare Krishna, because what was achieved in the other ages, Krite Tadhyayato Vishnu, by meditating on Lord Krishna, and Kritaya, or Treteya Yajito Mukai, and by offering sacrifices to Lord Vishnu, or by Dwarpayam Paricharya, by personally serving Lord Vishnu in the temple, and in this age, Kalotadari Kirtana, can be achieved by chanting Hare Krishna. But then we actually have to chant Hare Krishna. And chanting Hare Krishna is not always what it seems to be. It also requires our attitude. In other words, as Queen Kunti had prayed, that I myself and my family, we were put into so many difficulties, such as she gives Vishan Mahagne Purushara Darshanat. They were fed poison, or at least Bhima was fed poison. Vishan Mahagne, they were in a house that was set on fire. Purushada Darshanad, they escaped into the countryside, and one man-eater tried to have them for dinner. And that wasn't the end of their problems. That was only the beginning. Because unless the Pandavas were put into problems, there would be no Mahabharata, and we wouldn't have anything to read. So many difficulties to make life exciting for them, but it was not what most people would expect. If you become a pure devotee of God, you expect that God, He gives you everything for free. Especially nowadays, of course, we know people expect free bread. Because they think God has a bakery in the sky. And that his main business is manufacturing bread for his followers. And for Christmas, there is some cookies. And maybe a cake, even, if you're really good. So they think I go to church, and then the delivery truck comes, and they give us our bread outside. But that type of attitude is not a very advanced consciousness, nor is it exactly devotional. That one has to develop a proper perspective on what actually is our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right now, we have a very intimate relationship with this material body. As a matter of fact, we're really depending on this material body to live at least another day, and we're hoping not only another day, but practically, you know, can go on and on and on and on. There's no end to it. So we're really depending on this body as our shelter, as our protection, as our source of love and comfort, as a source of appreciation. People will appreciate how wonderful I am. So Queen Kunti said, I took to devotional service, and all we got was problems. Not even any bread. Therefore, she said, well, I'm not complaining. Vipadak shandutak shasvat. Tat tat tatra tatra jagat guru. Bhavata darshana no yasyad apana bhavadarshana. She was praying to see more and more calamities. It wasn't enough. They were, someone tried to set them on fire, feed them poison, threw Brahmastra weapons on. Bring it on! Just bring it on. Because she found it as a source of inspiration to take shelter of Krishna. After all, they were born in a very opulent family. They were practically, they were emperors of the world. They were descendants of demigods. Their Pandavas' fathers were the demigod controlling religion, death, and the air, the fire. So they were not ordinary persons. The opportunity to become proud of their situation and comfortable and complacent was certainly there in the life of the Pandavas. There was nothing to worry about. Therefore, when they put into difficulty, they had to be put into special difficulties. Otherwise, there was no reason for them to be concerned. If someone shot an arrow at them, it wouldn't be a big thing. But if someone throws a Brahmastra, I mean, that's a little bit more, that's a notch up. And therefore, they had to take shelter of Krishna. And the more they took shelter of Krishna, then the more they advanced in Krishna consciousness. Fortunately, we don't need a Brahmastra being thrown at us to take shelter of Krishna. And probably if a Brahmastra was thrown at us, we wouldn't take sufficient shelter of Krishna for Krishna to bother to come and save us. There would be just a pile of ashes. We don't need such a intense problem in order to take shelter of Krishna. Even little problems that come day to day should be sufficient to help us become more serious about becoming Krishna conscious. But what is our problem? What was their problem? Queen Kunti said, Janma Aishvara Shuta Shribir A Damanak Madakpuman Naivahatya Vidatum Vai Twam Akinchana Gotra. Our problem is we think we're in a good situation. We think I have some high birth, I'm in America or some other Western country, and I have money in the bank, or I have enough to eat, and I have some influence, I have some attractiveness. And therefore, more or less, my material situation is well taken care of. And I don't really need Krishna that much. Maybe when I really get old, like 99.9 years old, then I'll take shelter of Krishna. So Kunti said, we're already intoxicated because we're in the material concept of life. We're actually believing we have shelter in this material body, and that extensions in the material body, my family, my society, my country, somehow or another, extending it far enough, I'll be taken care of. I have my Medicare, I have my insurance, I have my mortgage paid off, I have my own personal bed in the ashram that's reserved for me. I know the person who distributes maha and I get a little extra. My life is more or less, everything I need is taken care of. And if Krishna can help out, so much the better. So with this idea, we're already intoxicated by material concept of life. And when we take shelter of trying to increase our influence, our material assets, our position, our personal beauty, whatever else it may be, then we become even more crazy than we already are. And we can't, the worst thing is that we don't chant Hare Krishna with feeling. We don't really feel we're dependent upon Krishna, and therefore our chanting lacks real feeling, and it's not that Krishna is some fool. We chant mechanically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm like, wow, my God, my rounds are almost true, God. Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Really tough. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. That Krishna knows this person is not really interested in engaging in my service. He's going through austerity, but his austerity is associating with me. That's his main austerity. He doesn't like me. I don't know what I did to him, but he thinks I did something to him. So we can go on chanting, Bahu Janma Kari Shavana Kirtana. We can go on chanting that way for many, many millions of lifetimes, but there's no real progress. We can, at the end of the day, we punch in, and we show Krishna our scorecard, and we expect some reciprocation, at least on our appearance day. At least a birthday cake, my God. All the work I've done for you. No, it's not like that. We have to also develop our attitude. We have to actually realize, understand, we have to take shelter of the holy name. It's not just some vibration. As Prabhupada once said, we chant in order to increase our bile secretion so that we can eat more prasad that day. It's an opportunity to chant to Krishna, calling out to Srimati Radharani and Krishna to please engage me in your loving service. That means we're not already engaged in their loving service. If we think, oh, I'm a devotee, I'm engaged in their loving service, I shave my head sometimes, and I put on a dhoti sometimes, and I change my address, not only my dress, and therefore I'm a devotee. Well, we are aspiring to become devotees, but actually if we were devotees, we'd be in ecstasy 24 hours a day, fully conscious of Krishna, completely nimitra matram bhavasava sachin, 24 hours a day, a perfect servant of Krishna, knowing exactly what we're supposed to do and say and think and feel 24 hours a day, even when we're sleeping. We're actually devotees of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking, I'm crying, I'm shivering, I'm rolling on the ground, and people are saying, you're so fortunate, you're such a great devotee, and he said, I'm just a pretender. That if I was actually a devotee of Krishna, how am I living without Krishna? So he was feeling like that. But on the other hand, we seem to be living quite fine without Krishna. Sometimes when we're really in difficulty, we may cry out to Radha and Krishna. When it's gone, thanks a lot. Send me your email and I'll send you a thank you letter. No, that feeling that we are actually just on the point of death, which is actually true, we're all just about to die. As I said before, Lord Brahma lives for 311 trillion years, which is one nimesha in the life of Mahavishnu, which is 1/6 of a second of the life of Mahavishnu. And we live for probably 1/1000th of a second of Brahma's life, which is right around 1/6000th of a second in the life of Mahavishnu. And we're thinking we got plenty of time to chant Hare Krishna. So unless one feels this urgency that I only have a very short period of time left and I really have to take shelter of Krishna, I actually want to engage in his loving service, and I'm willing to give up all these other shelters to take. We may eat properly, we may try to keep healthy, but we know ultimately, as Prahlad Maharaj said, balasyaneha sharanam pitaro nishingha, that the parents may try and protect the child, the boat may be strong to cross the river, the medicine may be effective, the doctor may be expert, and may cure our disease temporarily, but we always die anyhow. Life after life, death after death. Therefore, the only solution is to actually call out sincerely to Srimati Radharani and Krishna to actually engage us in a loving service. And if they don't do it immediately, then we call out again and again and again, sincerely asking, crying out to Radha and Krishna to engage us in their loving service. Up to the point we actually are engaged in their loving service. And at that point, we'll feel most humble and meek, thinking ourselves extraordinarily fortunate that we can actually engage in their loving service and praying to the devotees and to Radha and Krishna even more fervently that we can continue on engaging in their loving service. So now we should understand in our present situation, being covered by the material modes of nature, we're actually insensitive to reality. We've been bewildered by the modes of ignorance, deadened by the mode of ignorance, bewildered by the modes of passion, complacent due to the mode of goodness, whatever goodness there may be. And therefore we have to develop this anxiety to become Krishna conscious, and part of that anxiety is developed through the process of practical devotional service. Anxious to come to the program, not only, oh, it's time for Mangalarti, my God, I wish I was asleep, or the Bhagavatam class, they're going to tell us the same message that you're a fool and rascal and that who knows where are you going unless you take shelter of Krishna. No, we should actually become anxious to attend the programs, anxious to perform service, especially Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh, that whoever we meet, we should be interested in trying to help them become conscious of Krishna. Not that it's a very hard task to tell people about Krishna, and I don't like these people, I don't know who they are, they don't know me, and I don't want to know who they are, and they probably don't want to know me. No, it's our duty, whoever we can come in contact with, try to help them become Krishna conscious, and then didami buddhi ogam tam. Krishna will actually give us the intelligence how to do it, and will make advancement in devotional service. If we do it steadily, if we engage 24 hours a day in that service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we do it enthusiastically, not that it's a hard task spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, that it's an opportunity, and the more we take it, the more seriously we take it, then the more Krishna will give us his blessings, and we'll realize the value of the Hare Krishna mantra and the value of the association with devotees and the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So, I'll stop there. Any questions? Yes. And here comes the microphone. Are there people who listen on the internet? Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu. You mentioned that we're expecting the inevitable death, all of us are. Is there a prescription which allows us to tap into immortality?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we're already eternal. We ourselves are eternal. The body's dead already. Sorry. I feel sorry about that. We're in a dead body. The body's never going to become alive. So there's no question of death for the body because it's already dead. But we're eternal. We've never been born. We're never going to die. So tap into eternality means to tap into our real identity. And the only way we can do that is when Krishna frees us from illusion, when we want to tap into our real identity, which is his servant. So as much as we tap into our service attitude towards Krishna, to that extent we tap into our eternality and the eternal existence we're meant for. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Anything else? Yes.
How to take rejections or when we're book distribution, or how to be patient when we're assisting Prabhupada and spreading Krishna consciousness, how, when we don't get the results like year after year?
Well, I don't know if anyone is rejecting us because we don't even know who we are. How can they reject? They don't know who we are, and we don't know who we are either. So how can they reject us? They're rejecting Krishna as representative, either consciously or unconsciously. So ultimately, they're rejecting Krishna. But they've already rejected Krishna. Otherwise, how would they be in the material world if they hadn't already rejected Krishna? So it's nothing new. Everyone here has rejected Krishna. We should be happy that if we can stop someone and they accept Krishna. So that's a great benediction. Otherwise, people already rejected Krishna. Why should we be surprised that they reject us if we're trying to act as Krishna's representative? What's really happening is Krishna's in the heart telling them to stop, and they're saying, no way. So it's not like, you know, because they don't like our face, they're not stopping. Because they're not listening to Krishna, they're not stopping. So why should we become concerned? What we should be concerned is whether I'm accepting Krishna or not and his mission. So if we feel bad, well, that's good. It means we're developing a little humility. We're realizing how attached we are. And maybe we can take shelter of Krishna when we feel bad. Please clear away my illusions so I don't feel bad. So if we feel good, we're out there, then we feel good because we're doing something for Krishna. So you can't lose anything. There's only a gain. And the worse you feel, the more people seemingly reject you, then the more you have an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna and make some advancement. So it's very purifying. If everyone came up to you and said, oh, you're so wonderful, let me surrender to you, don't you think we've become a little proud? Yes, I am wonderful. Now people have finally realized it. But they say, you know, you look like a fool and rascal. You know, if we take it, yeah, that's right, I am a fool and rascal. These people are quite perceptive. If I wasn't a fool and rascal, how am I in the material world with everyone else here? I must be a fool and rascal. So these people are quite intelligent. Yes.
Hare Krishna. How to maintain a vow then? For example, from now on, every day, I will read 2 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, no matter what.
Well, make a vow that you can maintain, first of all. Make a little tiny vow. Every day I'll read 1 word from the Bhagavad Gita. And try and maintain that for a while. And then when you become confident, then I'll read, you know, 1 verse from the Bhagavad Gita. So start as smaller as you can. And when it becomes, you know, steady and very simple, then increase it gradually. Otherwise, we make our vow too large, too difficult to perform, and then when we can't perform it, we become discouraged to making more vows. But if we make a small one and we complete it, then we gain some confidence. Oh, this is simple. Then we go on and we can build from there. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. You mentioned that when one becomes a pure devotee, one then knows exactly always what to do, what to say. So how do we then consider personal agency? Or, in other words, is one just following the dictations of Krishna and then one loses one's sort of own individual decision-making capacity for the service of Krishna, or is it just, it becomes an automatic, or...
Well, we have the same interest Krishna has. And practically speaking, we have the same quality of awareness, at least in the present. But we rely upon Krishna to give us intelligence, you know, and what to do. But there is the individual desire. Prabhupada said actually real freedom is expanded when we actually become Krishna conscious. But we have the same interest Krishna has, to help everyone become Krishna conscious. And Krishna utilizes our external being that we think is ourselves, but which is really not ourselves, as an instrument. He takes over, and he expands the Krishna consciousness movement by his energies. And we happen to participate in that, at least in the experience of it. And, you know, whether or not what our influence is, I don't think it really makes a big difference, because we have exactly the same interests Krishna has. It's not like a competition, who's going to get the credit, either Krishna or myself. Or Krishna, you know, our full capacity for service is interfered with by Krishna. He kind of overwhelms us. It's not like that either. He perfectly utilizes our desires, our capabilities, everything. But our actual service on that level is also going on in the spiritual world, in spiritual consciousness, because we have our spiritual body. We're participating in Krishna's pastimes internally. Externally, the heart we act is an instrument for Krishna. But I think Krishna is the most capable of expanding the Hare Krishna movement by his, first of all, by his potencies, and the potencies of his devotees. Because the devotee, when he's pure and he allows Krishna a transparent medium, then the spiritual world is manifested wherever he goes, because the spiritual world is present with him. So that's what really spreads the Krishna consciousness movement, not just some external activity. But due to the presence of the Acharyas, the Panchatattva, the Six Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna in their pastimes, all going on in the heart of the devotee, all associating with them, being along with them. So by their presence, the Hare Krishna move, the potency, spiritual potency, of pleasure potency and illuminating potency and eternal potency, is so powerful that that's what really spreads, that's what attracts people. So the devotee's not interested, you know, I'm doing something. No, he's just, what he's doing is he's surrendering to his spiritual master. And by that surrender, the whole parampara comes along with him in his activities, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and Krishna, Lord Krishna and his associates. And that potency is so powerful that the Hare Krishna movement spreads. Yes. Is that all right?
Thank you for a nice class, Maharaj. You know, the things that we all run into in the course of Krishna consciousness, that we get questions that someone may ask, you know, well, how to keep that consistency? You know, because we're thinking with this body and this mind, you know, you get up in the morning, you can be under a bad star. You know, born under a bad star, and you know, it's hard to get up in the morning. It's hard to like be enthusiastic to chant your rounds daily. You know, sometimes you do get overcome by the desire for economic development, and you do develop fears about the future of your life in Krishna consciousness or out. So, how to keep that edge? Do you have any suggestions? How do we keep that edge of maintaining a certain level, a consistency of our Krishna conscious activity, our practice? Because, you know, through the years we see that it's a very difficult process. It's not an easy thing to do. So what do you, or do you have any suggestions how to keep that edge, that positive, consistent Krishna conscious level that's necessary to get rid of this material body and mind?
Well, Prabhupada has given us the process, coming from our acharyas, especially chanting our rounds every day, even if they're mechanical, but at least we have to do it. And then coming to the program as much as possible, studying Prabhupada's books, and then doing something to help assist in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, so that, because that can be done by everyone. We, according to our vision, we see everyone as Krishna's eternal servant, then we have a service to them to help them become Krishna conscious. So if we look like that, then even though material yoga, it's chalati manasa, as soon as one tries to make advancement, the illusory energy will try to defeat us by so many different types of allurements. But armed with yoga, Bharata, Krishna says, stand and fight. So we have to be armed with the process of yoga, Krishna consciousness. And then we can stand and fight. And the only encouragement we can get is when we actually, Krishna sees our sincerity and he helps us advance a little bit, gives us some realization, some understanding of how to do better, if not a little ecstasy here and there. So we have to get some encouragement. Otherwise the process becomes dull. And in order to do that, we have to put there has to be some challenge in our life. Not that we're aiming our life simply towards the direction of complacency, to solve all my problems. When my problems are solved, then I can sleep in a little extra. Take a little extra prasadam, you know, and relax. No, our aim has to be, we have to accept voluntarily some austerity, some difficulty, so that will assist us in taking shelter of Krishna more. Otherwise it becomes dull, Prabhupada said. The whole process becomes dull and leads to complacency. Then we chant rounds and we do everything, even come to the class, or if we do. And it's just, you know, I have nothing to learn. I'm already there. And if people don't believe me, if they don't accept it, it's because they're not there with me. Anything else? I think Prabhupada was, you know, one devotee was talking to Prabhupada about one famous yogi, so-called yogi. He said that his followers gave him like 12 doses of LSD and it didn't affect him. So they all concluded he's already there. And Prabhupada said, yeah, he's there. He's in hell. So we have to understand where we are and where we should be and try to get there. All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.